A word for you from Proverbs 23 verse 33. Your eyes will see strange things. Your heart will utter perverse things. If you haven't been with us since the beginning of this week, looking at lessons from wine, we are now in part 5 of this, which began with verse 29, the results of intoxication, the effects of a person being hypnotized every time, staring at it, gazing upon its beauty, as we read in verse 31, when it sparkles on the cup, when it swirls around smoothly, and how inevitably it causes the same effects, the dreadful consequences of drunkenness, woe, sorrow, contentions, wounds without cause, redness of eyes. And in the last verse that we looked at last time, verse 32, it stings like a viper. So it has deadly effects. Now, here we are told that it can cause a person to see things differently. In fact, your eyes will see strange things and your heart will utter perverse things. You will begin to imagine that what is fantasy is reality. And the line between the two becomes very grey. In fact, you will find yourself moving between the two and not realizing whether you are in a world of fantasy or whether it is real. Now, yes, with the alcohol it causes what they call DTs, delirium tremens, where a person literally sees strange animals and dreadful monsters and things which frighten them. But here we need to take it in the wider context, that whatever causes you to lose your sobriety, because we are told in the New Testament that we are to be sober-minded, but the person who drinks from the cup of bitterness, the one who drinks from the mixed wine of anger and grudges, they will see strange things. It will affect your mind to such an extent that what you see, you will think is true. And you will begin to see others, perhaps who are even with you in the same church, in the light of what you see. Because you are no longer seeing the reality as God sees it, you see it through the eyes of your drunkenness. And you think that those things that you see are true. And you'll find that what you think in your mind, because you have seen it, will affect the heart. That is why it says your heart will utter perverse things. For you'll begin to speak of the strange things. And your heart will begin to instruct you, your intoxicated, drunken heart. Why don't you choose rather to be sober-minded with the Holy Spirit?